Another blood-red sunset and yet another moon face, and still another 100 miles to my next resting place. Driving down the road, eyes on the horizon, within my car I'm all alone, but feeling good and feeling strong, knowing that this path I'm on brings me to myself. I'm driving.
Hey y'all, I'm Jules. Welcome back to another episode of Spirit Sherpa, the show that helps and encourages you on your journey to unlock your magic mojo. With me as always is the Spirit Doctor, Kelly Sparta. Hey Kelly, how's it going?
Hey Jules, it's going great. I just got back from a trip to just outside of Panama City to a place called Playa Caracol. And I was doing research on my way on retreat centers for getting ready to start doing retreats again. Yeah. So it was very good. So yeah, if you've been watching my TikToks, you've seen all of the cool stuff, including the fire on the side of the road, the fireworks over the party, the beach that where the waves beat the living crap out of me. We did not film that. And just a whole lot of fun that we had along the way. So, but the really cool thing is that I met someone at the party who owns a venue, and I'm talking with him right now about putting together a retreat. And I'm going to give you guys a little hint because I never tell anybody this stuff in advance, but I am going to tell you guys. So as part of this
whole... Don't tell anybody.
Yeah. I am looking at doing retreats that are, you know, a few months of work in advance to give you the basics that you need. And then we do the more advanced stuff on site during the retreat. And so I'm looking, I've got several ideas for like deep dives. I don't know what I'm going to call them, like seminars or something, but it'll be more fun. Anyway, the upshot is that I went to this venue and it's the energy is fine. There's nothing wrong with it, but it's not amazing, right? And I talked to the guy who owns it, and he also lives on site, and he is, he's one of us. He's one of the woos, right? And so
he's a woo.
He's a woo. And so he didn't know what that meant, though. I had to explain to him what it meant. But I talked to him and I'm like, you know, this would be the perfect place to get people together and teach them how to do advanced space engineering, right? So working on the energetics of a space, from clearing it to setting it, to protecting it, and doing the whole nine yards, everything from grids to ley lines to entity removal to vortices to the energetic engineering of the space in terms of setting it, and how do you make it do what you want it to do. And this is a commercial property, so how do you account for lots and lots of random people coming through? How do you account for it being his home too? You know, the whole thing, right? So we would do this full on course in advance of all the basic techniques. And then as a group, we would do the space setting on this property and walk through the process together and learn how to do the different pieces. And at each stage, you know, you meditate, you tap into the energy, and then you're like, okay, I know what it feels like. And then you do the next piece. And then you do some meditation and you get to feel what it feels like after you've done the next piece. And then, you know, so we have to let everything sort of percolate through. So you do, you know, half a day will be doing the work and half a day will be doing fun things in Panama, right? And so it gets to be an educational space and it gets to be a recreational space. And so you get to have your downtime and you get to learn something really cool and really new. And I've never seen anybody teach a class like this before. So I'm super excited to do it. So we're talking about it.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, it's very early stages of development, but I just wanted to let you guys know that it's out there and percolating. If this is something that's interesting to you and you really want it, let me know. So that way I know where to put it on the priority charts, right? And if nobody says, oh my God, that sounds amazing, then I may not do it. But you know, this is my way of saying, hey, is this something you're interested in? Let me know, right? So you can either post in the Facebook group and let me know if it's interesting, or you can post, if you're watching this on YouTube, you can put it as a comment on YouTube. You can comment on, you know, and you can send it in to kelly@kellysparta.com and that'll get to me. However you want to comment, I'm happy to hear from you. Just let me know if this is something that you would actually attend. And that way, please delineate between, wow, that sounds really cool, I wish I could go, and wow, that sounds really good, cool, I would definitely go, right? So please delineate that for me, because it's one thing to say, yeah, I think that's really cool. And it's another thing to, for me to know who would actually sign up. So we also have a listener question that is about, how do you pick your tarot card or oracle deck? And now, Jules and I, this was listed as an episode in our chart for today. And we both went, didn't we do this? I swear we did this. And we had an episode we did on runes and all of that. But I don't know if we answered this question. And if we did, well, then you're going to get a second answer. But I'm going to answer this question after I take a sip of my water. Yes. So how do you pick a tarot card or oracle deck? The cards usually call to you. You'll get a sense of the cards. When you look at them, you're like, whoa, you know, and you just like feel like, oh, I really need that. So that's one. The other piece is to think about what it is that you want the cards to do for you, right? So for instance, my Crystal Allies deck is very good for emotional content, right? So if I'm trying to get at an emotional issue, I pull that card deck out. My power deck is for, go figure, power issues, right? Itch. Okay. My back itch, sorry. The Rider-Waite deck is particularly good, or any sort of traditional tarot deck is particularly good for sort of day-to-day physical reality, what's going to happen sort of stuff, right? And then the Fairy Oracle is good for, you know, talking to the Fae and getting sort of a different perspective on things and things like that. So, and the Sacred Path Oracle is good for getting a deeper understanding with a more connection to nature and a more Native American approach to people, to things. These are all the decks that I use personally. And then the Sock Monkey Oracle is just good for overall life sort of stuff. And just getting a quick fix on stuff, I've found it to be really, really useful in that regard. So these are all decks that I personally use. And, you know, you will find that your choices and your outcomes will vary depending upon how you come into relationship with these cards. Okay. And I apologize, but we didn't write down who asked that question. So thank you very much for the question. And I'm so sorry I don't get to credit you with it. I tried to go back and find it and I couldn't. So I apologize. Okay. So let's talk about today's topic, which is transcending good versus evil. And I think this is particularly poignant or on the nose for what's going on in the U.S. right now with the polarization. And the thing about the polarization of politics, and I'm not going to take sides here because Jules and I are completely opposite sides of the thing here. But so, you know, and we still like each other. So that says something, right? So, but I don't want to talk about the sides per se. I want to talk about the polarization, right? Because the polarization is the problem, not the sides.
Keeping us divided. That's what you mean by polarization. Like, it's just this side literally versus this side. And that's the focus instead of said issues.
Yes. Or even not even that, right? So one of the first things that you have to recognize in any sort of power dynamic situation is that the way that you keep control over people is you make them scared. And then you give them an enemy to focus on that isn't the person who's creating the problem. Okay. So that's a well-known dynamic in all sorts of back, you know, history, historical contexts, right? And so the thing that you have to be careful of is anytime someone has pointed at someone and said they are an other, right? They're not us. They are an other. They are something other than us. Okay. That is when you are being manipulated to be fearful and you're being manipulated to believe in a path that is either the thing you most want to believe or the thing you are most scared is true. And this is a magical thing that they are doing. Okay. They are doing magic. And I'm not going to point at the they. This is going to be the other thing. They in this. So if we're going to transcend this, I need you to understand and hear me, because I've had another listener who has been contacting me and saying, we need to stand up. We need to do something. You know, we're being manipulated, blah, 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 blah. And she's right. We are. But making the person or the people or the conglomerate or whoever the hell you think it is, right? Because we don't have any way of truly knowing that, right? Making them the other doesn't solve the problem. Right? That's still othering. The moment you are othering, you are in the dynamic. And it doesn't matter who you're pointing at as the other, you're in the dynamic. You are not transcending the dynamic. Okay? So there is a place where you really need to step outside of the dynamic of othering. You need to step out of my side's good, that side's bad. Both sides are being screwed by this big overseer, overlord, whatever bullshit thing, right? You know, and I'm not saying it's bullshit because I have no doubt that there are people in power who are manipulating all of this, right? But I don't care, right? I don't care. And so, you know, if you're in that space, if you are in a righteousness, if you are in a victim space, if you are in a anger, you know, being manipulated, blah, blah, blah space, you are still in the dynamic, right? You have not stepped out of it. I want to be really clear that it is very difficult to step outside of that dynamic in the U.S. right now. I literally left the country to make sure that I could do it, okay? It was, the energies were terrible. I didn't want to be in them. They were, you know, there was just so much just seeping in despite the me reinforcing my words over and over again. I want to be very clear. It's very difficult. And so I want you to know that I get it. Okay. And this is where the true learning is coming from in order to step into a spiritual space on this. Duality is the problem. Okay. Us versus them, good versus evil, up versus down, black versus white, whatever it is, right? Duality is the problem, right? We are not in opposition to ourselves. We are all one. That is the spiritual truth of it. We are both sides. We are the overlords. We are the planet. We are everything, right? And we are forgetting that, and we are making ourselves smaller doing so, okay? We are making ourselves smaller. We are taking all of what we are jointly together, synchronistically, and we are splitting it into fragmented pieces. And it is not serving us spiritually. It is not serving the planet. It is not serving the U.S. as a country and Canada, because Canada is doing this too. This is happening in a lot of places. It is not serving to be in this us versus them dynamic, okay? The key is to remember that the person that you think of as them, as other, is you, okay? I am you, you are me, and we are all together. The Beatles had it right. Transcendental meditation, man, that's where they came from. So this is the thing. You have to step above it, right? The difference, so there are two levels here, right? There's duality, which is us versus them, up versus down, black versus white, in versus out, you know, whatever, right? And then you have the experiential level, which exists above that. And the experiential level says, this is all just an experience, right? I'm not going to designate it good or bad. It just is, right? And so to be in this space and to say, oh, look at that. This is what's meant to be in this moment. What if you step into this is what's meant to be in this moment?
So is it not necessarily trying to solve the issue of the duality of the us versus them, but more just accepting this is what it is right now?
So it's accepting what is, okay? Yeah. And what is that we are being pitted against one another. That's what is, right? And we're being pitted against one another by people in power who want us to focus on each other instead of on their bullshit, right? And we know that, right? So, okay. But you step into the meta of it instead of in the being of it, right? So you step into the meta of it, which is, this is what's happening, okay? And you go, huh, isn't that interesting, okay? And you uninvest in an outcome, okay? This is the key. The only way to stay out of the bullshit is to uninvest in the outcome. And I can hear people going, but blah, 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 blah. I can hear it, right?
I just heard that.
Right? Yes.
I just said, Lord, tune down the volume, people. Come on now.
But you have to uninvest in the outcome, right? So I talk to people about this all the time, is that our lives are the only things that we have control over, right? Our inner being. We have minimal control over the outside of our beingness, right? We can make choices and we hope that they will turn out in a certain way, but the rest of the universe has choices too. And sometimes shit goes sideways and that's just how it is, right? We really only have control over ourselves. And taking that intent to control and putting it outside of yourself, even during these tumultuous times, is dangerous from a spiritual perspective, because you are releasing the idea that you are the center of your universe and you are putting the outside world in control of your happiness. And where your intention goes is where your power goes. And now your power is outside of you and not inside of you. Okay. So I want to be really clear that from a spiritual perspective, we need to be in a place where we are inside our own power. Now, this isn't to say that you can't have positive impact. It's just saying that you can't be tapped into that part of yourself that knows how this is all supposed to turn out and how it works when you're stuck in the us versus them duality dynamic. When your power is not inside of you, you will not hear clearly. You will be too emotionally rolled up and embroiled in the situation to be able to hear the messages that you're being sent. Okay.
Would that affect, you know, you've seen them on videos, TikTok, Instagram, whatever, insert video of said person losing their shit here. And it's like, if it's too opposing, right, they can't even have a conversation because for whatever side, it's either my way or the highway. That's it. They're blocked to even having that interaction. And then they're so emotionally charged with it till you get one beating the hell out of the other just because you have a difference of opinion.
It's also trauma. That's also a trauma response. So we need to have some compassion because the Karens of the world are behaving in that way because they are traumatized. And I'm not excusing the behavior. The behavior is unacceptable and they are traumatized. Okay. We are all traumatized. Some of us know how to handle it better than others. Some of us have more practice. Okay. So it's just a matter of recognizing that, you know, we all have our shit, right? We're all being traumatized. We've all been traumatized and the trauma is continuing for everyone in the US. It's still ongoing. Right. And so, but here's the thing, when you can step out of the attachment to the outcome, when you can get still and focused and centered in your own body, in your own beingness, when you can let go of the illusion of control that you think you have over this scenario, which you do not, it is an illusion. Right. Just like everything else, we've been saying this for ad nauseum forever. Right. Control is an illusion. When you can release the illusion of control and step out of the fear and the panic mongering and come back and just look at your circumstances and say, I'm okay. Everything's, you know, I'm not on the street. There's food in my fridge. I have a roof over my head. I have clothes on my back. I'm okay, right? When you can step into that space and say, I'm okay, and everything else is part of the manipulation, then you can start to look at it from a broader perspective, from an experiential perspective. And you go, okay, I chose to live in these challenging times. Let me feel into why I made that choice. Let me feel into what is mine to do here. Let me check in with who I want to be in this moment. Now, don't go back into, I want to be an activist, blah, 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 blah. That's not what I'm saying, right? I'm not talking about what role do you want to play. I'm saying, who do you want to be? Okay. And I want to be calm. I want to be the voice that expresses love. I want to be the voice that expresses unity. I want to be the voice that takes people in rather than pushes people out, right? I want to be the voice of harmony and alignment. And I choose that in my life on a daily basis. This is our magic. This is our magic that we do in return. It is not a doing to the world. It is a beingness that we claim and that we foster in others. That is the way that we fight against the magic that is being done to divide everyone and to break everything down. Okay. That is the only way to fight against it, is to nullify it. Right? You're not nullifying it by going out and doing anything. You're nullifying by being the difference, by supporting others in being the difference, by connecting with others and loving them and being supportive and understanding and listening, right? Listening. But you can't do that until you uninvest from the outcome, because until you uninvest from the outcome, you are going to be fighting and you're going to be talking, but not listening. You're going to be lecturing, but not listening. You're going to be manipulating, but not listening. And nothing comes out of that. So I know this is going to be difficult. I know. Because you're like, and every time, I'm going to tell you, just stop watching the freaking news. That's all I can say. Stop watching the news.
Stop getting pulled in.
Oh my God. It will suck you in and suck the life out of you. And we're all exhausted. That's the other thing, is that the other thing that this does is that it makes us too tired and too overwrought to engage our brains intelligently. The human mind loses 10 points of IQ when it is scared. And so we are literally being manipulated into being stupider. Okay. So you do not want to let that manipulation continue. So uninvest. I unsubscribed from a whole lot of TikTok channels when I got here. And I was just like, I can't watch this anymore. I can't watch that anymore. I just can't.
Because then you get obsessed.
Yes. You follow it down the rabbit hole. That's right. And because you're on a social media platform, it will feed you more of the same, right? Because that's what the algorithms do. No matter what platform you're on, whether it's Facebook or Instagram or TikTok, it doesn't matter. They all do it, right? So this is what I'm saying. You have to let it go. The holding on to it is what is keeping us at loggerheads, you know, keeping us in conflict. And we don't want that. You know, we're spiritual people. We want the world to be a spiritual place. We want it to be a place where we acknowledge that we are all connected. We acknowledge that we are all one. We acknowledge that the person who's having a hard time on the other side of the fence, who's been manipulated by the press as much as we have been manipulated by the press, right? And the us versus other, right? That it's all been manipulation. Right. And we have to even acknowledge that those who are in power, who think that manipulating the rest of the world to make them be at loggerheads so that they don't pay attention, so that they can stay in power. How sad is it that they feel like their power is dependent upon controlling and manipulating others? That's sad. I'm saddened by that. Right. That they don't have a sense of themselves as strong enough that instead they need to feel like they have to control the world. Right. That's sad. Whether they feel like they have to do it because they feel insecure, or whether they feel like they have to do it because they feel like everybody else is incompetent, I don't care. I don't care. Right. It's sad. And so when you can find the compassion for that, when you can see that this is not a path to happiness, right? You can appreciate that this is just something that's happening. And it's happening because there are a lot of people who have been traumatized, you know, and people don't know how to manage it because we've never been taught how to, right? Some of us are better than others because we grew up in it, right? And we're sitting there going, yep, I can do it. I can just plow through. I will power through and I will make it happen, right? That's what we do. You know, we are the warriors of the world, but it doesn't mean that we're not traumatized too, right? So we can find the commonality in the common trauma. We can find the connection point there and start from that place of compassion where we can recognize that this is where it has come from. And so when we can stop being attached to the outcome, we can start having real conversations and we can start finding ways to connect again. And when we can acknowledge that different news media sources are providing very different stories of the exact same situations, then we can begin to understand how we're being manipulated and how that's happening and why that's happening. But again, it just is. There's no one to go, you know, running to or whatever. Our power is in our connectedness. Our power is in the places of connection between us. When we are together as a unit, we are not subject to the manipulations of others. We can come together and say, we all agree on these things. And if our elected officials don't agree, then they can get out, right? And it's just that simple. But so long as we are fighting against each other, we are not paying attention to what's real.
Right. And the truth, because the truth cannot be manipulated, right? And 2 + 2 = 4. It's not 16. It's not A squared over B. It never will be, right? And when
that truth,
but the perception,
can be manipulated. Yes.
And that's what's being manipulated, you know. And you and I have had conversations lots of times. And trust me, Kelly and I are on complete opposites when it comes to some stuff. And other stuff, we're like, you know what? We actually agree on this, you know. But we still remember when we could disagree, then go have a beer and everything was great. You know, I mean, I remember, working for a friend of mine worked for lawyers, and the lawyers were on two lawyers in the two different law firms were best friends, and they were on opposing sides. Battle it out. But they're like, hey, dude, want to go get a drink? Yeah, let's go. And everything was cool. So just we can have differences of opinion, and you're not saying everyone must agree on everything, but it's the don't buy into the manipulation where it pits us against each other, because that doesn't do any good.
Correct. And we're never going to all agree on everything. We're very different people in very different circumstances. And there's no way that you're ever always going to agree with somebody. I mean, my husband and I, we share a brain in a lot of ways, and we still have things we don't agree on, right? And we're very similar creatures. So, you know, you're never going to agree with everybody all the time. What you have to do, though, is remember that what you focus on expands. And right now we're focusing on the things that we don't agree on. And therefore that will expand. We're focusing on feeling victimized by each other, and that will expand. We're focusing on how evil the other side is, and that will expand. We have to focus on what do we have in common? What can we have compassion for because we too have experienced it? What do we like about the other person? Right? We can't just immediately go, well, they're an idiot, right? Because that's what we're being trained to do, right? What you focus on expands. Be very careful where you put your attention, okay? Because that shit grows.
And even that focal point is being manipulated, I think. But as in, we're also being taught, how dare you think for yourself? You know, that's gone by the wayside. Right. Just believe me, because I'm and look, this goes in with your work, your family, whatever. I'm the power figure. I know better than you. Oh, child, let me tell you a story real quick. It takes 10 seconds. So I'm 50 some odd years old. I'm not a spring chicken. But when a certain thing came up in my family, oh, that's cute that you have your opinion, even though I'm an auditor and I've been through this process. That's cute. You're a youngin. So this was coming from a 70-something-year-old who considered me a youngin, even though I had experience in that realm. They were the authority figure, even though they literally didn't know anything. So what happened? They ended up coming to me for advice anyway, just on the side, because it couldn't appear to the family, you know, blah, 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 blah. But it's the same kind of power play, you know, what we're talking about, you know, on a much grander scale, you know. And then, and I'll go back to one of my favorite Dr. Phil sayings: no matter how flat a pancake is, it still does have two sides. And you can't fall off the floor. That's my other favorite one. But, you know, right. So whenever you hit rock bottom, all we can do is go up. Right. So, but keeping knowing that even your perspective can be manipulated, you know, don't give them that power, you know. But, and this would be my question to you: would also being mindful, boundaries is kind of what I think of, or my shields kind of thing, as in, I don't want to be sucked into that. I need to hold up. I don't want to forget who I am.
Right. And that's exactly what happens, is we forget who we are. Yeah. So what's the question?
So the question would be, is that part of also setting our boundaries, or putting up certain shields to kind of help that? Or is it more just really focusing?
Yeah, you can tune your wards to be to, you know, sort of filter out the crap. But if it's still coming in through your phone and your TV and your devices, then, you know, no amount of tuning is going to make a difference, right? So you have to tune your focus, right? So it's, I want to be really clear, nobody's doing anything to you. You are being invited to play in an epic production of We Hate Each Other. Okay. That is what you're being invited into. And that is what we have been opting into a lot in the country, in the US and around the world. We're being invited to play in an epic production of We Hate Each Other. Okay. And I want you to think about it that way, because in the end of everything, this is all a virtual reality game, right? So it's really a game that we're playing. And I know that you're like, oh, but the stakes are higher. I understand. But this is physical reality and we are spiritual beings. And the stakes being higher in physical terms does not matter to spiritual beings in the end result of everything, right? So what you have to do is tune your focus. And you have to tune your focus as quickly as possible, because you're probably way down the rabbit hole already in whatever direction you're going. Right. And every direction is a freaking rabbit hole, including mine, including Jules's, you know, and this is why I've uninvested. Right. Because I recognized too late, because I got into this too quickly, and I was already burnt out and overdone. And then the pandemic hit. I mean, literally, we had just been flooded out of our apartment, bought a house out of the blue, moved into a new neighborhood, had things break down while in the middle of a retreat that I had to run 2 weeks after I moved in. And, you know, then the sewer backed up and we had to replace the sewer. We hadn't even closed on the house yet. And then we had to close on the house. And then the pandemic hit. Okay. I was freaking fried by the time the pandemic hit. I was toast. I was beyond toast, right? And so I was not in my beingness. I was not in my conscious self. And it hit, and I invested because I wasn't paying attention. And that was my fault, right? I was fried. And so I missed it. And I got way down the rabbit hole and dragging myself out. And I just couldn't get the perspective I needed. People kept asking me, can you give us this? And I was like, I can't. I don't want to give you something I don't have, right? And so I literally just left the country. I was like, I can't be here anymore. I can't. And now that I've had some distance and I've gotten back to myself, yay. But now I can tell you from a rational perspective, that this is what the problem is, right? This is the problem, is the uninvesting in the outcome and stepping out of the play that we're being invited to participate in. And so please, I beg of you, uninvest for your health, for the health of those around you, for the mental well-being of everyone in your circle. Uninvest in the outcome. And do, you know, as you start to, and let me be clear, unless somebody asks you, what did you do? You look happier, right? Unless they ask you that, and they will, but unless they ask you, don't tell them, okay? Just allow your beingness to be the safe haven. And eventually they will say, what are you doing? And you say, I uninvested in the outcome. And I recognize that this is just a play and I don't want to participate in the play. And so I am choosing who I want to be in each moment. I am choosing to be in connection and in love with others. I am choosing to have compassion, and I'm choosing to disengage from absolutely everything that would drag me back down into the rabbit hole of misery that I was in. Okay. So curate your media if you consume it at all. Curate what you listen to, what you pay attention to, where you put your focus, because that is the thing that drags you down the rabbit hole. And I want to be dragged down the rabbit hole of happiness, not the rabbit hole of misery. I don't know about you, but yeah, I think it's a pretty good bet, right? So, Kellyism for the day. What you focus on expands. Choose wisely, young Jedi.
Thank you, Grasshopper. Love it. And for all you grasshoppers listening, there you go. Well, that's all that we have time for this week, folks. Tune in next time when Kelly adds another chapter into your guide to energy, magic, and the spirit world. I'm Jules, here with Kelly Sparta, and you have been listening to Spirit Sherpa. So long, y'all.
Bye.
Driving down the road, eyes on the horizon. Within my car, I'm all alone. But feeling good and feeling strong. Knowing that this path I'm on brings me to myself. I'm driving.
Are you waking up to the spiritual world and realizing that you have no idea what you're doing, but you feel like you kind of probably should, especially since you seem to be seeing things and feeling things and having things see you that maybe aren't so great, and that you might want to actually control your experience of that? Well, I have great news for you, because our Welcome to the Woo program does just that for you. It teaches you how to hold your energy field, manage your energy field, clear your energy field, protect your energy field, and learn how to protect your space. And you learn how to do basic divination and talk to your guides so that you feel like you actually have a clue and have a way to talk to the guides that will help you to figure everything else out. And it teaches you how to make sure that you feel mentally, emotionally, and energetically safe. That means that we also deal with things like fear and anxiety and worry and dread and self-doubt and inner and outer judgments. And we help you build a foundation of self-support and courage. All of these things together create a solid sense of safety in your own life. They will reduce your stress levels in half, guaranteed. So visit the website at kellysparta.com and find out more about the Welcome to the Woo program. Your future awaits.